You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. Andy Holdings Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. Alex Dunn here, joined on the line by Andy Holding to look ahead to Punch and Stamps card on Wednesday. We've got seven races to go at on Wednesday afternoon, and hopefully we can point you in the direction of a winner or two. There's another card at Punch and Stamps coming up tomorrow as well, so very much a double header. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Alex.
How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Good. You sounded a bit surprised by that.
What, that I'm pretty good? Or you asked me that I'm pretty good?
No, that you are pretty good.
Yeah. Sometimes feel a bit... Yeah, it takes me a while to sort of get going in the mornings nowadays. Old age, mate.
Yeah,
When you get into it close towards 50, you'll know.
Well, I wouldn't know for a long time.
No, you're away.
Just a whippersnapper. As I said, seven races, and... it's not the strongest card that Punchestown's ever seen, but it's not the worst, and there's a few races that'll make certain appeal from a betting point of view, aren't there?
Yeah, there's a couple of bets on the card for me today. But yeah, unsightly small fields kind of plaguing the card, considering it's Punchestown, and you know, there's quite a bit of a decent prize money on offer. You would have thought there would have been more attendees at this meeting, particularly maiden hurdles even, that they're normally, you know, really big fields, sort of like in the 20-25 bracket. But it's good to firm, unfortunately, which is very unseasonal for this time of year. A lot of the big jumping boys are keeping their powder dry.
Okay. The good to firm ground may not be too much of a hindrance for the runners in the first. It's the 205, which is a maiden hurdle over 2 miles for three-year-olds. And plenty of these have been running on the flat so far this season and last year, have been crying out for a trip, and a few of them have shown bits and pieces of promise so far over hurdles. Master Chippy's the 7-4 market leader and has been supported as we speak. That's just after 10 o'clock on Wednesday morning. One called Poet Next In, who is yet to run over hurdles. Double Windsor has run a few times and has looked consistent, if a bit limited. And Vocal Air, another one to throw in the mix. There's a few you could give chances to here, Andy, but hard to be bullish about any of them.
Yeah, quite a modest juvenile hurdle to begin with. I think the one at Weatherby across the card 5 minutes later is likely to throw up more horses with potential further down the line. Master Chippy's favourite, as you said, who's had a couple of starts over hurdles so far, ran perfectly respectably in one of the better three-year-old hurdles at Down Royal. First time up. Of course, that went the way of Lake Champlain, who subsequently followed up. And the races run at a decent tempo, so that was not a bad return from Kevin Prendergast's three-year-old on his first start over hurdles. He's since been running on the flat. He was 7p on Ingside at Navan. And he was going really well the other day when he fell at the third last in that race that was won by the Harrington horse, Lake Champlain. I think he would have taken a hand in the finish on that particular occasion. And because of that, he's likely to take very high rank here in a race where there isn't a great deal of strength in depth. Danger looks to be one called Poet, based on his flat form anyway, if that's anything to go by. He was a good third at the Galway Festival and Harrison Arva, and also Torcedor as well. That was a really good handicap, and he followed that up with another good run a few days later behind Ebendani. Not so good last time when he went back to Ballybrit when he was sent off favourite. Don't know what happened there. Probably the draw and ground probably was against him, but he now makes his hurdling debut. Of course, he's from a yard rich in tradition in the jumping game. So he's likely to go well if he can jump a clear round. But of what we've seen so far with experience under his belt, then you'd have to say Master Chippy is the one to beat, and he gets the selection.
OK, Master Chippy then in the opener. Next up is the 235, a rated hurdle over 2 miles. Only three runners going to post for this, Andy, and the market makes it between two of them, Modem and Identity Thief. Baby Jake, who showed some decent form earlier on in the season, but looks pretty much up against it here. So Modem, trained by Jessica Harrington, and Identity Thief, easy for me to say, trained by Henry de Bromhead. 5-6 and 11-10 at the time of recording. Which one do you fancy, Andy?
I'm a big fan of Modem, so I've got to stick with Jessica Harrington's charge. He's done me proud over the last season or so, over hurdles and on the flat. He, of course, won on the level, knocks along back at Killarney, and he won well for us last time at Listowel, albeit in a little bit agonising fashion. But to be fair, the second horse, Cardinal Palace, he's now back number. He was second in the Persian War the other day behind Rowdy Joe. So that form probably isn't that shabby that it looked on that day. He's just a really game individual that I quite like. That said, he is up against a horse with an infinite amount of promise in the shape of Identity Thief. I don't think we're going to see the best of this horse until he jumps a fence, in keeping with quite a few of Henry de Bromhead's horses. He looked like he was going to win on his last start last season at the Punchestown Festival. He swept to the front with a bold manoeuvre approaching two out. And he went down at the last stunning front, but unfortunately his Petrol Grace flashed very much on empty as he jumped the last, and he ended up weakening into third quite tamely. But that was 2.5 miles on softest ground. So I think it's a fair starting point for this 5-year-old son of Cave Tower this season. And he's likely to develop quite nicely as the season goes on. So a really interesting match between these two. You've got the here and now ready horse, Modem. You've got the horse for the future in the shape of Identity Thief. The two meet in the middle. But obviously, I said, I'm going to stick with Modem because I tend to do that kind of thing when I've got a family favourite staring and looking at me straight between the eyes.
Okay, Modem the pick in the 2.35. The 3.05 is next up. Maiden hurdle over 2.5 miles. And, well, there were no world beaters in here, Andy, but there are some horses that have shown some bits and pieces of fairly nice form so far. Mylesha Tim is the 11-4 market leader as we speak. Roman Gold next in, but drifting at 3-1, alongside Rathmuck Native. And it's then 5-1 or bigger the rest. What takes your eye in the 3.05?
Yeah, not a great deal, if I'm being truthful. Quite a modest-looking main hurdle for sort of at the standards of this time of year, let alone Punchestown standards. I don't think we're going to see any horses running in festivals further down the line. If you held a gun to my head here, how would I bet this race? I'd probably bet Rathmuck Native each way. I think if you can get, like I say, an each way bet on this mare, you'll be fairly safe because she finishes in the frame often than not. She's a bit quirky. I don't think she's the she's got bad paddles in the water, this horse. But it was a good run the other day down in Garran behind Ballycloud, who's a real strong stayer. Back in third was Stuckador. Now, just a defeat of Stuckador alone would be good enough to go close in a race like this. You had on top of that a good run with Dan Patrick the time before behind Dancing Meadows, and she's building up quite a nice little portfolio of runs. But like I say, she's only worth backing for a place or from an each-way perspective. If she goes shorter than 3-1, then you'd probably walk away from the bet, but she's the recommendation in the 3.05.
Next up is the 3.40. It's a handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles. And a slightly more competitive race this, Andy. We've got 14 runners down to go to post here. And we've got a 5-2 market leader as we speak, who's Steel Wave. Well supported as well this morning. But plenty of these arrive here in good nick. The Fitz Lady, Pace and Passion, both arriving off the back of a win. You Can't Catch Me has been in good nick as well. And, well, it has all the makings of a decent little race this.
Absolutely, yeah. I think this is one of the most competitive races on the card, and I think we've got a worthy favourite here in the shape of Steel Wave, who landed a bit of a punt for connections at Galway on the 8th of September, given a good confident ride by Paul Townend, dropped it out the back and came through with a withering run to win quite comfortably, beating a good field in a decent time. He then went to Garran the other day, and once again he was all the rage in the market. Unfortunately, he didn't bring home the bacon on that particular occasion, although he certainly intimated that the ones who backed him went a million miles away with their assessments. He's just probably given a little bit too much to do on that occasion by town, and he's obviously gone there with a confident ride, expecting the front runners to come back. And although they did, he didn't quite have enough to see it out and beat Authoritative, who got first run on him, so to speak. I think this time Paul Townend won't make the same mistakes twice, i.e. he'll have him a little bit closer to the speed. And this strong stayer should effectively be too good for this field, really, if he shows the level of form that he did at Galway. So that's the bones of it. Back on decent ground, which he likes. This, I would say, rapidly improving 5-year-old is definitely one to consider in a race as a fairly poor quality as this.
Okay, next up is the 4.15, a beginner's chase over 2.5 miles. Probably the best race on the card in terms of quality. I know we've got that three-runner race earlier, but some nice types here, Andy. Full Cry heads affairs at the time of recording and has been supported, as has Captain Von Trapp, for Gordon Elliott and Brian Cooper. But Don Vincenzo, front line, Knights Parade have all shown decent form, and Old Storm is no back number, the outsider of the field as we speak. Again, a good race, but what wins this?
I probably favour Captain Von Trapp here. I think he's arguably the one up to the most improvement, and I think he's probably the most exciting of these going forward over fences. That's not to decry Full Cry's second performance over the larger obstacles at Navan the other day when he was well fancied. But he just looks a little bit one pace to me, and he got readily brushed aside by Jarab and George's Khan. And obviously, he found Colestrod Quadron too fast for him the day before at Killarney. But Captain Von Trapp certainly looks as though he's been crying out for fences, certainly based on some of the performances I've seen. He's a winner, of course, at Nate. That's a big, wide-open galloping track suited him three starts back. And he just found the contours and the tightness of Kilbeggan against him the last time we saw him back in May. He's been running over 3 miles, and he's a three-mile point-to-point winner. So this is probably an inadequate test, arguably, but you often find that with some of these big trainers. They tend to start over 2.5 miles and work their way up throughout the season. So I wouldn't really see that as a negative. The other four, albeit I've got some bits and pieces of form over fences, they're predominantly summer jumping horses, so they're taking on two horses who are definitely going to be plying their trade in the thick end of the winter action. But Captain Von Trapp, a really nice stamp of a horse, in keeping with a lot of Gordon Elliott's types, gets the vote there in the 4.15.
The penultimate race on the card is the 4.50 handicap chase over 2.5 miles. We've got 9 runners going to post, and there may well be some each way value to be had here, Andy, because it does look fairly open. Comes Dream heads affairs as we speak from Shield for Aidan O'Brien and Barry Geraghty. Never Complaining at 9-2, and then it's 6s for Churchfield Champ and Old Supporter, 13-2 for Diamond Geezer Luke, and 14s or bigger the rest. Not the strongest race, Andy, but again, an open look to it, and you could give chances to quite a few of those ones that are prominent in the betting.
Yeah, this is the race that's got me the most excited from a betting perspective today. I quite like the shape of this race. And there's one standout horse in this race on the figures for me, and this is a big class drop for him as well, and that's Never Complain. He posted a really fast time when he won at Tipperary back in April, being held up off the pace on that particular occasion. He readily got the better of a decent field that day, including subsequent winner Ben Darla Blue, who was back in second. But he simply swept to the front with a good turn of foot round in the home turn. And like I say, that was off the back of Sound Fraction. So he does need a good gallop. He got that again the next day when he took part in the Galway Plate trial at Down Royal behind Elegant Statesman. But that race was chock full of informed performers at the time, such as Rathlin. They were further back in the field, and Pataris. You just get a feeling that 0-143 race is one of the best of its kind throughout the summer. Obviously, he didn't take his chance in the plate because he didn't have a high enough rating to run in it. But he ended up running in the Galway Blazers. Now, that race is just as good because he went the way of Rogue Angel. Of course, went on to win the Kerry National subsequently, beating Urano, who was third in that race. And Devil's Bribe was also in that field as well, and he's won two or three races subsequently. So you can tell what quality that Galway Blazers was this season. And Never Complain, who led virtually throughout until getting tired up the running, figured very prominently in it. He probably just didn't quite get 2 mile 6 in the softest ground, but 2 mile 4, good ground, and this horse is very much at his optimum conditions. He's got top weight for a reason. He's definitely got a touch of class, and I do like backing these horses with huge class droppers in races like this. So with a clear round, it's hard to see Henry de Bromhead's Never Complain not being involved in the finish. And he gets the strongest vote of the day, each way, a 9-2.
Okay, confident shout, at least from each way perspective there, on Never Complain. The final race is the 5.20, and it is a mare's bumper over 2 miles. Wouldn't be the strongest one that we'll ever see at Punchestown, Andy, but Earth Sister heads affairs, unsurprisingly, given that Patrick Mullins takes the ride for Peter Fahey. Definitely respected connections in this sphere, and there doesn't look to be a whole lot of opposition. Blaze's Peg is next in at 4s, then Glendine River 9-2, 5-1 for Petuna, and 10-1 or bigger the rest. Is it hard to get away from the favourite in the last?
Yeah, it is. Funny enough, I actually tipped this horse first time up with a little bit of an educated guesswork at Ross Common. Obviously, the favourite was very short, Last Goodbye, and I was looking for a little bit of value. And at the time, obviously, Peter Fahey's horse was in good form, so I took a chance with this filly by Captain Rio. And to be fair, she ran with a great deal of credit and sort of justified the selection with the eye-catching performance. I thought she travelled really well in that race. She just got outrun by a horse who got previous experience and obviously was very strongly fancied in the market. But the pair of them were well clear. The time of the race, incidentally, was quite a good one for the grade. And that certainly gives me plenty of positives going into this race, because there doesn't look to be a great deal of strength in depth, as you already pointed out, Alex. The odds in good form as well. You know, Jenny Child won for them not so long back at the Curra, and they've had lots of place horses, such as obviously Earth Sister herself and at Churchfield Champ the other day. Rath McNated, of course, runs early in the card, and Frontline, who's second at Gowan the other day. So a lot of horses from the Fahey camp are running well, and with the with just normal improvement, you'd expect her to take this race, particularly as Paddy Mullins have been booked, and there isn't any obviously Willie Mullins trained horse in this race. This would be a certain relief to connections. The danger could well be Blaze's Peg, who was a very strong fancy at Clonmel the other day. It was back from all rates down to 2-1, and to be fair, Mickey Winters doesn't make too many mistakes when the money's down, but for one reason or another, she didn't quite run up to expectations. But it wouldn't surprise me if she was to be very popular again in the market, considering there's loads of cash for a first time up. So quite an intriguing little bumper there to conclude with. And on this occasion, I'm going to go with the money with Earth Sister.
Earth Sister, the pick then in the lucky last. Great stuff, Andy. Pleasure talking to you once again. You'll be back tomorrow with Mark Walton to look ahead to Punchestown once again. So we'll talk to you then.
Thanks, Alex.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.